Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk.
Listen to a tour guide talking to visitors in a museum.
Hello and welcome to the Canal Museum. I expect you've got a copy of the mini guide leaflet, so I'll assume you're following the route it suggests. When you hear this sound, pause the MP3 until you reach the suggested location. Canal carriers had a good thing going until the advent of railways in the 1830s. It was then that canal carriers had to cut costs in order to compete. Whereas previously, boat crews consisted of men and boys who lived on dry land, family boats became common. A whole family would live on board and have no other home. A cabin like this was their living, cooking, and sleeping place, and many babies were born in such cabins. Every bit of space had to be well used, and you can see here how the cupboards folded into a dining table and a bed. Incredible though it may seem, a large family of two parents and several children lived and slept in here. The canal boat people were less blighted by disease than the urban poor living in crowded slums, so life was not all bad. The boat people were a community apart from mainstream society, marrying mostly amongst themselves. They were barely educated at all because the children could only attend school occasionally when the family was not on the move. The boat people were ostracized by respectable society, and they had their own canal side shops where at least they knew they would not be shown the door.
Now you'll hear the third talk again.
Listen to a tour guide talking to visitors in a museum.
Hello and welcome to the Canal Museum. I expect you've got a copy of the mini-guide leaflet, so I'll assume you're following the route it suggests. When you hear this sound, pause the MP3 until you reach the suggested location. Canal carriers had a good thing going until the advent of railways in the 1830s. It was then that canal carriers had to cut costs in order to compete. Whereas previously, boat crews consisted of men and boys who lived on dry land, family boats became common. A whole family would live on board and have no other home. A cabin like this was their living, cooking, and sleeping place, and many babies were born in such cabins. Every bit of space had to be well used, and you can see here how the cupboards folded into a dining table and a bed. Incredible though it may seem, a large family of two parents and several children lived and slept in here. The canal boat people were less blighted by disease than the urban poor living in crowded slums, so life was not all bad. The boat people were a community apart from mainstream society, marrying mostly amongst themselves. They were barely educated at all because the children could only attend school occasionally when the family was not on the move. The boat people were ostracized by respectable society, and they had their own canal side shops where at least they knew they would not be shown the door.
Question 36.
What does the tour guide mean when she says,
had a good thing going?
Question 37.
Why did family boats become common?
Question 38.
What was striking about the cabins?
Question 39.
What is true of the boat people's children?
Question 40.
Why did the boat people have their own shops?